Hey everybody, we have a real treat this week as Genevieve Voris is with me. Genevieve has a really pretty amazing tale to tell. I'm going to actually have her tell you a little bit about herself before we jump into talking about our really the main bulk of what we're going to talk about today. And that has a lot to do with, as moms, how important it is for us to take care of our own selves so that we have we're empowered to take care of those that we love. If we're dragged out and ragged out and tired and exhausted and sickly all the time, it's harder. It puts a lot more pressure on what we're doing. So, Genevieve, thank you so much for joining me and joining with us this week. Can you tell me just a little bit of your story, how you got to being so passionate about helping moms in this area?
Sure, Leslie. Thank you for having me. Like Leslie said, my name is Genevieve Voris, and I am a homeschooling mother. I have 6 children, and I am a former UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter pilot, so I'm an Army veteran, and my husband was as well, and he retired after 20 years. So we had a lot of deployments and a lot of moving around with the military, and then we added also one baby after the next baby. So it was really hard on my body, you know, and during deployments, you're kind of by yourself. Some of the places that we were stationed at, we didn't have a home church, local church. And so we didn't have family. And so there was a lot of stress, as you can imagine. And a lot of that, while my husband was deployed, I was just kind of living on survival mode, which I think a lot of ladies out there do, even if they're husbands are not in the military. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of stress, not just with keeping everything running, but taking care of the children. And so the last thing on my mind was taking care of myself. So, you know, I think a lot of us kind of, every time the children are asleep, we kind of like go into our next wind or whatever, our second wind, and start working till late hours of the night. And we think we can do it, but eventually it catches up to you. And for me, it actually caught up to me in the fall of 2014. And I was actually nursing our 5-month-old at the time. And I felt a lump, and I thought I basically just had like a clogged milk duct. Mm-hmm. And at that point, my husband's always been a health conscious kind of guy. And I kind of joined him later on when we got married and started having children. And so we were already eating well, and we were, so when I said that I wasn't really taking care of myself, we were still eating well, but I had a really bad sweet tooth and I wasn't sleeping well. I was a very light sleeper. And like I said, I was just so stressed, and that's huge. So I was doing all of my natural remedies that I knew to do, and it wasn't going away. And I thought, well, maybe it's mastitis. So then I started to kind of treat it that way. And eventually, I forget how many days it was, but after like, I guess, a week, it wasn't going away. And I kind of got scared at that point. And so at that point, the children and myself and my parents were visiting. We were living on our farm, and my husband was still stationed at Fort Campbell. And so I called him and let him know that, you know, it's not going away and I'm a little bit concerned. And so he drove the 2.5 hours down, and we went to go see my OBGYN, and they did a biopsy on it. And sure enough, it came up positive. So I did have cancer, and it was an aggressive form. And mm-hmm. So it tripled in size in 2 months, and I was in and out of the hospital. And 2 years before that, our son, Samuel, started to have seizures. And so as you can imagine, our family really kind of felt like we were just spiraling, you know, out of control type of thing with health. And even though we did so much research to try to help Samuel, here is this other thing, this other challenge that we are going through. And I have to give credit to my husband, because his strength and his just encouragement during that time was really important for our whole family, because he basically ended up having to take over everything, homeschooling the kids. The military was really good because he was almost going to retire. So they really kind of just said, take care of your family, because mm-hmm. they knew about Samuel, they knew about me. And like I said, I was really sick where I had blood poisoning and I had different types of infections, and you know, my immune system was already weak and compromised, and it was just worse during the chemo. And so during that time, like I said, because with Samuel's own health issues, we researched like crazy and we love to test all things. And so it just was natural to just want to research more natural health, you know, ways. And so even though I was doing the chemo, I was still looking for ways to support my body naturally. And even though it had that, I had that kind of really bad start with my cancer battle, like my oncologist said, I was like the most, like one of her patients that she was most concerned about, because I was just so sick even before the treatments began.
Wow.
And, but really, again, supporting my body, and just researching and seeing, okay, what is really the root? That's the whole thing, is that, you know, instead of just covering it up, we really wanted to see, okay, we know that I was stressed out. We knew that, you know, I wasn't sleeping well. We knew that I had this sugar addiction since I was little. And we just really started to address those areas. And I started to really thrive. And even before the cancer treatments were done, I literally, things were changing and I could feel my body changing. And the amazing thing is that, you know, while I was starting to get better, we were trying to do the same thing for Samuel, and he was stabilizing, but unfortunately, because of all the things that had already happened to his body, he was not thriving like I was. But we just kept on, you know, we were hopeful. We were just continuing to try to give him good, healthy, organic food. We had to feed him through a G-tube. And so, you know, again, we're just kind of doing this battling thing with his life and as well as mine. But during that time, we really saw the benefits of just, again, going back to basics. So I wasn't on some crazy diet, although I did try. I went on a raw vegan diet and a bunch of other things. But really, the simplicity of just knowing that God created our bodies, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he gives us the tools, you know, he gives us herbs and vitamins and nutrients and just basic, natural, you know, food. And then also, like I said, just looking at stress and how to deal with it better. And so with my husband and his faith, because there were times where my faith was really shaken, not that I was like, you know, thinking that God was doing something or whatever, you know, he made it happen. Really, it was just a series of events with myself and with the military. I mean, we were exposed to so many things when we were deployed and different vaccinations and such. And so, you know, there was lots of things that led up to that. But I was just scared that I was not going to be able to make it through. And then I thought, you know, what happens to my little 5-month-old and all her siblings and then our son. And so that really just kind of, like you said, fueled that passion. And so last year in the fall, I enrolled at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition because I really felt like I wanted to help people, but I really needed more mentorship and I needed some more training. You know, it was one thing to do all the research myself, but at the same time, I really wanted to kind of be mentored by a lot of the global natural health leaders in our country or the world. But so that's what I did. And I just recently graduated and I'm very hopeful that I will be able to just raise awareness for other moms, because I know a lot of times we just feel like we can do it all. And then one day we're sick and we wonder, how did we get here? But a lot of times we do it to ourselves. And so I really feel like if other women could hear my story and hear our family where, you know, even though it got really tough, our faith was strong. And my husband being the leader of the family, he really kind of pulled it up together for all of us. And I feel like that's something you don't just keep to yourself. You know, right. If I can help someone just by sharing our story, and just to kind of also add in there that, I'm sorry, Leslie, I don't want to get emotional, but Samuel, unfortunately passed away in February. Oh. And so that's another thing why I just really want to share, because I feel like if someone had told me years before his health issues that we could have done some things to help support his body better. And you know, the information is out there, but people don't know what to look for. And a lot of times the information out there can be really confusing and overwhelming. And so that's where my holistic health coaching practice really comes into play. And I see it more as a women's natural health ministry because, you know, we need it.
Right.
We desperately need it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing every part of your story. I think that if we ended our discussion right now, I think it would have been worthwhile because just hearing, first of all, hearing there's hope on the other side of these downtimes, you know, the way that God has worked in you is pretty amazing. I definitely will be praying for your family as, you will continue to be grieving Samuel's loss for the rest of your life. And so I'm sorry that was the way that had to end. But I wanted to deal with a couple of things or kind of key on a couple of things that you mentioned and let you expand on them a little bit. You know, in your life, you came to this really dark place physically because of this cancer and all of these things that kind of came about all at once. But I know even as you were talking, I thought there have been times in my own life, and I've never had anything that extreme, but you know, 3 pregnancies in 3.5 years will wreck your body. And then going straight into raising those babies will wreck your body. You know, a change in circumstances where you're so busy, you're so frustrated, you're so concerned, scared, whatever. That will also, I mean, there are physical effects for all of these things. And I think as moms, we tend to downplay those because we just want to take everybody's burden and try to help them through it. But we have to recognize that there are physical manifestations of these things on ourselves as well.
Absolutely. I think that, like you said, a lot of us, we kind of feel invincible at times. We're the mom. We can do everything. Let's add something else to our plate. But that's also one thing with the holistic side of health is that it's not just about nutrition or exercise, you know, because you see so many people that eat really clean. I'm doing like air quotes clean. And they go to the gym. But, you know, if they're so stressed out at home and they have too much on their plate and they're not really prioritizing, or, you know, those moms that are always on the go and they're really not able to make time to make food at home, then not only are they, you know, doing like a disservice to themselves and their own health, but it's really for the children as well, because with their growing bodies, you know, they need the nutrients, they need the nourishment for their bodies. And we can't get that through the drive-thru. We can't get that through packaged foods. It has to be real food. And so, but even so, you know, on top of that, if our relationships are not there, I mean, we know that God created us to be relational people. And so if we're not connected with a local church, or we don't have family or friends, you know, locally, kind of like with us being in Tennessee, all my family is in California. And then my husband has some in Kentucky and Florida. And so it really kind of has been just us. And even that is stressful. So what we look at is not just what's on our food, but we also look at things like relationships and career and finances and, you know, of course, physical activity. But when there's an imbalance in those areas, spirituality, of course, our faith, when there's an imbalance in those areas, we see that there's an imbalance like overall. And so, right. What you're saying, like for women that are kind of always on the go, my husband likens it to the people that are, when you're on the airplane and if there's, you know, like an emergency, we have to put the mask on ourselves first. You hear that a lot these days, which it's true, but of course we need to bring it back to what God, you know, wants from us and what he teaches us with his word. And, I mentioned it before about the verse in 1 Corinthians where it says that, you know, when we have the Holy Spirit, obviously our body is the temple and it's not ours. He bought it with a price. And so when we glorify God with our bodies, instead of just kind of an afterthought, that's kind of what I feel is like as a mother, I always was just kind of like, well, you eat first or you do this and I have to do this for the kids. But then it was like, well, what about me? I didn't have my quiet time. And not to be selfish, but really you could feel the difference when you're not staying in God's word and you're not spending that time with him.
Yeah, that's so true. And you know, I kind of giggled as you were talking there, because I think that every one of us listening in to what you're saying just raised our hand and thought, yeah, I haven't eaten lunch until 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon and not even realized it, you know, because we're scrambling to get everybody else fed and then put them down for naps and then do the dishes. And, you know, All of a sudden we realize we're fixing dinner and we have not, I mean, a lot of times I will not have eaten the entire day up until that if I'm not really engaged in taking, you know, making sure that everything is done that needs to be done. And I also love, you've noted several times how simple a lot of these things are to implement. You just have to kind of wrap your brain around the fact that you need to. And one of the things that you mentioned in particular that I want to make a huge plug for, you talked about the effect of just cutting out sugar in your own life. And, you know, I struggled with migraines. I struggled with just a whole lot of things. And when I cut sugar out personally, it changed the way I could focus. It changed the way that I felt. It changed, I mean, a sugar addiction was just a major thing for me. And it was hard during that initial cut time. But the difference that one little change made in my life has been monumental. So, you know, you mentioned that one already, but I'm sure, what are some other things that are really small things in and of themselves, but that really make a big difference in the life of a mom?
Well, that's great that you did that, because that really is, I mean, when we use the word addiction, people don't really think about sugar, but it's actually 8 times, you know, they say that it's 8 times more addictive than some really hard drugs that I won't mention. But, and it's true. And like you said, you know, when you cut out that or other things that kind of your body uses the same way as it would with sugar, you do kind of go through a detox phase. And the way that we look at the body, we look at it as a whole. So instead of saying, like some people will say, I'm going to go on this diet or that diet, they kind of take it in bits and pieces. And so then their body's lacking in a certain nutrient. You know, let's say they're taking out carbs, but they don't realize, no, your body needs good carbs. You know, you just need to know the difference between the two. And with sugar, you know, for myself, we don't teach like restrictive, or we don't say like, okay, you have to go on this restrictive diet.
Right.
If anything, we do kind of go on like an elimination diet if it's necessary, as like a healing diet. But we really kind of just advocate like eating the 80-20 rule, or even the 90-20 if somebody's really like a go-getter. Mm-hmm. And that's just where you eat like 80% healthy foods, whole foods, and then 20% of the time you can have a little treat, and right. you know, hopefully it's something that has natural ingredients in it. But when we restrict ourselves, it's really hard to maintain. And I think that's a lot of things, you know, with women today, we're just trying to like do something, not really check the block, but we want to implement something, but then we implement something that's really not sustainable.
Right.
And so like you were saying, just something as simple as cutting out sugar, or saying that, you know, I'm going to wake up at this time, and then backtrack and say, I need to get to bed at this time.
Yes.
And some of the things, I mean, sleep is huge for us. I knew like for the longest time I was a light sleeper. And once, like you were saying, once I balanced my blood sugar, I started to sleep so soundly that I didn't even hear the coyotes and our dogs barking at the coyotes. And my husband said, wow, you're really sleeping. But there's something about that, because when you wake up the next morning, you're refreshed. You're not stiff. You're not, you know, like hitting the snooze button. You're just refreshed and ready to go. And so, I mean, just something, like I said, as simple as just sleeping, and then trying to prioritize the things that are on our lists of things that we need to take care of. And also knowing when to say no, because we say yes a lot when really we shouldn't be saying yes.
Right.
Because, you know, we know that if you do too many things, you really can't do it well. And you want to kind of give your 100% with everything that you're trying to do. But, and some other things, let's see, what other things? Like I said, with relationships, you know, us living kind of in the hollow, we don't have a lot of people physically here, because we're about 45 minutes to an hour to 2 hours away from anything that's really like big, a city, Nashville or Franklin. But for me, I know social media gets a bad reputation. But for me, I have to use that to just reach out. And I've met so many friends, new friends, online, seen them in person as well, and really cultivated some relationships through that, because I don't have people coming in out of our home or our farm. So relationships, of course, is really huge. And then being able to be there for our children and let them have relationships and cultivate that as well.
Right. Yeah, I think one thing that we all need to think of when we're looking at these different things to implement in our life is we are modeling for our children what they're going to look at as normal. And so we have a tremendous opportunity to set very balanced, very reasonable, very doable, like you said, maintainable ways of organizing our life and feeding our body. And, we have talked a lot in 365 about the priority of getting up and having your devotions, the priority of really taking care of yourself with rest and the way that we nourish ourselves physically. And all of those things are critically important as we are parenting and discipling our children, because they are watching everything that we do.
Exactly. And you don't want them to start taking care of their bodies. Sorry, the phone's ringing. You don't want them to think, okay, when I'm an adult, that's when I'm going to start taking care of my body. You really want, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so, whoever it is, they don't eat salad yet. They don't eat greens, like raw veggies. And in my head, I was thinking, well, when are they going to eat it?
Exactly.
Because really, if you don't expose them to it now, they probably are not really going to get into it when they leave your house. And, but one thing that I really want people to understand is that when we think about food, like you were saying, we keep on going and then we forget that we didn't even eat lunch. We kind of skip it or skip breakfast, is that our food really isn't just to fill up our tummies, or exercise is not just to strengthen our muscles, but they have a bigger, more important role. And with food, when people kind of think of it as just filling up their tummy, they forget that food is actually is information for our cells. Mm-hmm. It's information that's going to go through our blood. It's going to become our nails, our hair, our organs. And when you think of it that way, are we helping our bodies? Are we trying to, feed and nourish it? Or are we basically kind of going against it and kind of helping disease start? Because when we go for those, fast food restaurants or go for those packaged meals, there's not a lot of nutrients in those. And a lot of times when your body is deficient, a lot of the diseases today, when we're deficient in the nutrients that our body needs, that's when those symptoms start to come up. And they're warning signs. When we were flying helicopters, my husband still does, he flies for Air Evac, there are warning signals. And we had to know, the emergency procedures and what we needed to do when we saw that. And same thing with your car or other kind of machines. And our bodies, God built it, in us with these warning signs. And so a lot of times we kind of reach for something that will cover it up, with people who don't have really good sleep, they might drink a lot of coffee or soda or an energy drink, not realizing that there's a reason why you're not sleeping well. There's a reason why you're not, you don't have the energy that your body needs to continue on with your day. And so again, just doing that with removing some things that are like poor habits, poor health, healthy habits, and then adding some good habits in there really makes a difference.
Right. And I couldn't agree more. The problem is I could talk to you about this all day long and never stop, but we are sadly out of time today. So I want to let you know that Genevieve and I have talked about doing a much more extensive like a mini course for you all. And we are still working on that. So hopefully we will get some details about that so that you can get even more information on this. It's fascinating. And it's something that's so important, I think, for all of us to consider so that we have really fueled ourselves and setting the kind of example for our children so that generations to come will be affected by the decisions that we're making today, really. So Genevieve, thank you so much for joining us and for being so transparent today. I've so enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, Leslie.
And everybody else, stay tuned. I'm going to give you some links down below to get some more information from Genevieve, as well as, you know, some of the information that we've alluded to. I may link down below so you can research it yourselves, because I think it's really, really important that you know kind of what is out there and some of these really easy shifts that you can make that will just make huge differences in the way that your family functions and how you feel, which, you know, in and of itself will make a big difference. So thank you guys so much for joining us, and I will talk to you again next week.
If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.